The Tesoro Company is proposing a 135-mile, 12-inch buried steel pipeline between the Uinta Basin and Salt Lake. The proposed alignment shows the pipeline bisecting the Camas Valley through private property, which has Democrat Alley resident Francis DeMilliard concerned.
We're very surprised just about 10 days ago to receive a letter from them wanting to survey our property, and that was the first we knew of this project.
At one time, there were three proposed routes. She says, as far as she can tell, this is the one that is moving forward.
That's an open question. We looked on the Tesoro website, and we also have a Tesoro brochure, and they only show one route. So although we're told there's a potential three routes, it appears they're only looking at this route through the Camas Valley, at least right now.
She says they have not given Tesoro permission to get on their property to survey it, but she's not sure it matters anyway. Whether the company has eminent domain to take the Remilliard's property and pay fair market value for it, she says, remains to be seen.
We're not totally convinced that they have a right of eminent domain, and that's a question we hope they'll answer for us at the meeting. But I have been looking online a bit about that question, and I'm finding that more and more our government is allowing eminent domain for the purpose of transferring private property to other private individuals. And that, in fact, if you Google that, you're going to find that there's a huge, what is called, eminent domain abuse throughout our country. And that was a surprise for me.
The Remilliards own 35 acres off Democrat Alley, and she says it's all wetlands.
Basically, the entire valley floor over here is wetland. It's just loaded with these lush pastures and meadows and streams, and our particular property has Beaver Creek and Crooked Creek and Thames Creek coming through it. So we feel like it makes no sense at all to bring an oil pipeline through property that is that loaded with water that fills Rockport and on the other end of the valley course. The water there fills the Jordanelle and Deer Creek.
She says they object to the pipeline for a number of reasons. Most of them are living.
This is wetland, so we nesting ducks and geese. We see pelicans here, sandhill cranes, blue herons nest here. We think it's crazy to take a resource like this, and the whole valley is similar to what we have here. We think it's crazy to take a resource like this and put it at risk and consider the kind of visual degradation that comes with this sort of pipeline and the risk that comes with leaks or spills.
That's Camas resident Francis Remilliard. Again, the open house on the Uinta Express Pipeline will be held Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the South Summit Middle School. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.